All right. We want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned in to Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
That's right. So we want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. We are always honored and blessed that you would join us, that you would listen in, that you would take the time. And as we talk about that, we want to encourage you, make sure that you're subscribing. We're really blessed. God has been moving as we've been making our way up the iTunes rankings and as far as other podcast rankings, and that's because of you. And so please, right now, just take a moment and pause. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, please send it to somebody else, message somebody else, tell somebody to subscribe, tell them to review it. And if you haven't had a chance to review it, please go to your podcast app and give us 5 stars. We're believing that we're giving 5-star quality.
I feel it.
So we want to encourage you to do that. Also, you can go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. There you can find other resources, other podcastings that we're doing, as well as you can sign up for our newsletter and information as we send that information out. And as you sign up for that, we're doing a giveaway. Last month I was giving away an autographed copy of my book. This month I'm gonna do something. I don't know. I want to give like maybe an Amazon gift card or something. So go on there and make sure that you sign up for our giveaway and give so that way we can get more information to you. Keontae, man, how are you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
Man, blessed, man. God is good, and every day is a new day, a new opportunity. So thankful.
Exactly.
All right, so our topic today is an interesting one. I feel like all of us have kind of been there at some point or another. And so if you're married, it maybe been a while since you've been there. But I know some people appreciate it because, you know, is there a right time, or what is the right time to say I love you?
Yeah, man.
And so I don't know, man. Why don't you share a little bit of your experience as, you know, you had your girl and
see, like this, it's kind of, this is like an age old experience. I think everybody's went through. Like, man, when is the right time to make it official?
Just say I love you. I mean,
that's a big thing.
That's a huge thing.
That's not just saying, hey, you want to go to the store with me to get some candy?
And then there's always that situation. It's like, okay, well, what will they say?
Right. You know what I mean? Because you're always thinking like, if this don't go the way that I'm planning it, how am I gonna? What do I need to do to move forward with this?
I mean, could you imagine? I love you.
Thank you. Right. You just don't know. And most of us, we don't really think like, what am I going to do in that situation? Right. But man, my experience with that, man, is there's really no clear cut definitive way or time of knowing exactly when to say it. I just say, you really just got to know who you with. You know what I mean? Number one, you have to know who you're with. And number two, you have to know when something is as serious, you know, in your relationship to really pull that card out.
Yeah.
Like you really gotta be feeling that.
Yeah.
And not only do you really gotta be feeling that, you gotta be ready to back that up.
That's good. Because and that's one of the key things that kind of came to my mind is that love is an action.
Right.
And so sometimes we get caught up in the Hollywood view of love and that concept of love. And it's just a matter of kind of understanding that love is action. But go ahead, please.
Right. So exactly. You got to be ready to back that action up. You know what I mean? Because it's one thing saying something, but it's another thing doing that action or showing that, you know what I mean? Because I think nowadays, you know, the word love is just kind of thrown around everywhere. You know what I mean?
It is. We're so quick to kind of say love and I love you. And I'll even go back to my past where there were moments where, you know, I would say, hey, I love you, but it was kind of more of getting what you want. You know, you kind of say, so you have to check out people's motives and even how you receive that love. So it definitely needs to mean more.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And not even just in a relationship, our intimate relationship status, but, you know, even like with your boys or, you know, close friends, be like, I love you, bro. You know what I mean? Even me, like, I don't even say that word unless, like, I really mean it, unless, like, this is my brother. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, my brother or whatnot. But getting back to the relationship aspect of it, like, you have to really mean that. And not only just mean it, you have to really know what love is.
Ooh, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's kind of the direction I was going to go in. Uh-huh. And I think the first thing that came to my mind is, I mean, is there really a wrong time? I think there can be an unwise, and as you're kind of saying, we don't really know what it means.
Right.
We don't know what we're really feeling. And that should be you know, time for pause. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if there's ever a wrong time. And that's where understanding what love is helps us to understand what we're feeling and what we need to communicate.
Right.
And so if you're feeling something, you're not really sure what you're feeling, then how can you really properly communicate what you're feeling if you don't even know what you're feeling?
Yeah.
And so I think it ultimately comes down to, do we understand what love is?
Exactly.
And there's actually three different types of loves. And sometimes we kind of mix those in and we interchange those, because you kind of talked about the friend. Well, what kind of, if I say to a friend, I love you, is that really the same type of love that you might tell a woman or a man that's a romantic love?
Right.
Or that you tell maybe your mom, is that the same type of love? And so there's different types of loves. And so there's mainly three different types of loves. One is a phileo type of love. I'm giving kind of Greek words. And so when we read the Bible, we're reading a translation, especially the New Testament, which is from Greek into English or whatever language in which you're reading it. But so when we go back, we want to kind of better understand the Greek. And so we say love, but we have different definitions. Yeah. Well, when they said love, they'd actually say kind of different words. And so one is the phileo, which is more of a brotherly love. And that's where we kind of get Philadelphia. And so it's that I love you, but it's this friendship love. It's this brotherly love. It's how you would love maybe a best friend or your mother or siblings and others. And so then you have an eros.
Mm-hmm.
Eros is that passion.
Right.
That's definitely that romantic.
Right. That's the one you use with your wife.
Yeah. But now here's the thing, though, about that is much of that love is about passion. It's about feelings. It's about excitement, euphoria. And now we have to be careful, because the thing about euphoria is that sometimes you're excited and sometimes you're not.
Right.
And so sometimes, and I think that's the love that gets is really dangerous, because that's the love that most of the times when people are saying, I love you romantically, then they mean it, because there is this excitement, there is this feeling, there is this passion. And in that, but that's the same love that people use when people say, I don't feel like I'm in love anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I think that's almost more damaging than to hear the word, I love you, than to hear somebody say, I'm not in love with you anymore.
Right.
And I'll speak from personal experience. I've that's probably one of the most hurtful things I've ever had said to me, and that hurts. And so I only want to share that with our listeners, because some of our listeners have experienced that. Mm-hmm. And that's where it really makes you give thought to, what is the love that I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I'm going to go through the third love in just a moment, but I want to know if you want to chime in on either one of those.
Nah, man, yeah, that's really good. And it's very, you know, it's very wise to know the distinctive differences of these loves.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because like you said, they bring two definitions, they bring two different feelings or whatnot.
Yeah.
And especially like with that Eros love, I love how you paint that euphoria.
Yeah.
Because I just see a vision in my head. It's kind of like the Northern Lights. If you ever seen like Aurora Borealis, when you see it, it's just like, oh man, I'm focused on like, you know, this, I'm in this moment. But in the daytime, that dissipates. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like, okay, now I'm in a, you know, I'm in a different space. So that's just the visual that I have with that. But man, it's just so important just to know the differences of these types of love, especially even going into this third one we're about to get into.
And this third one is actually the most important. And the third one is agape love.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we read and we tell other people that God so loved the world in John 3:16, well, now you're getting into that that agape love. You're getting into that sacrificial love. And here's one of the key scriptures I always let guide my life, and it's something that I encourage other people, which is in John 15:12. Whatever definition of love we do have and did have, Jesus now redefines love in this passage. And so you can have whatever definition you want, and I'm not trying to argue back and forth, but Jesus said, I want you to love this way. And so he says in John 15:12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. It don't get any clearer than that. This is a commandment. This is an imperative, that you love one another, specifically how I have loved
you.
And how did Jesus love us?
Man, to the cross. You know what I mean? It was a sacrificial love.
Sacrificial love.
You know, and I even take it further, going into that next verse, the following verse after that, which is, you know, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay his life down for his friends.
Man.
See, you know what I mean?
We're on the same page. Yeah. We're on the same page.
You know, it don't get no clear cut than that.
Yeah. Now, here's the hard part is, he says, I want you to love one another. So we're supposed to love everyone. with this love, right? But the thing is you don't love everyone the same way that you're supposed to love your husband and your wife. And so when you do say, I love you, there is a difference. And I think that's the hard part sometimes as Christians, because, well, do you, I love you. You know, we were supposed to love everyone.
Right.
But the thing is that when you, when you're saying this word, I love you, it absolutely should be agape.
Right.
We should love everyone with agape, and especially you should love a romantic love. You should love your spouse or somebody you're getting romantically involved with that, that you're looking at to possibly be a spouse with an agape love, which is unconditional. So what does that mean? Though you're getting on my nerves right now, I love you. Though I'm not very excited, there's no eros, I still love you. Right. When we read in one of our favorite love passages, right? And I don't know, do you have that one in front of you?
I know what you're talking about.
So it's in 1 Corinthians, but it goes through the love chapter. Right. It's talking about love hopes all things, love believes all things, love endures. And so when we say that, we love that, and it means so much, but have we really thought about what that means? Have we really fully committed to the concept of love endures?
Right.
Love hopes all things. Even when I don't see hope. And this actually might really bless somebody who's married right now, because you, you say you love one another, and you might even kiss each other every night and say, baby, I love you. But is that exemplified?
Right.
Is that exemplified first in you, that do you still have hope, even in challenge? You know, are you willing to show mercy? Are you willing to see the good? And so those are things. Go ahead.
And that's good. And that goes back to just your actions. You know what I mean? Of how you handle the situation, how you handle those low times in your marriage. Because that agape reference to me is when you're giving your vows the for better or for worse. You know what I mean? Because there's going to be some high times. There's going to be some mountaintop experiences you're going to have in your marriage. But there's also going to be some valley times. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you're kind of going through the rough.
Right.
And you got to keep that intact. Not only just internally and knowing that, okay, I'm still here. I'm sticking it out. But you have to show that. You have to, you know what I mean? You have to carry the weight of that type of love.
Yeah.
And continue to exemplify that to your spouse. You know what I mean? Continue to, you know, to be there and be her support and be that sacrifice for your wife or your husband. You know, so that's that's real detrimental to a relationship.
Yeah.
But when it comes to just this, you know, we got agape, we got phileo, we got the eros or whatnot. But when it comes to the Bible, you know, even when people just, you know, trying to find what's a clear cut way or clear cut time, there's kind of like gray area,
right?
You know, when it comes to the Bible, there's no like this is the exact time where you need to tell somebody you love them.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
But I agree with you. I think that's where I think the best advice that we're giving is: do you understand what you're feeling?
Right. Do you understand the weight of love?
And do you understand you saying that, what that means? What's that's coming? What that come? How that comes across? And so, am I just excited? And if I'm just excited, do I really need to express my excitement in me saying I love you? And so this is just a personal opinion for those that are listening. I feel like when we say that word, I love you, in a romantic way, there's a mix between eros. And so I'm not saying it's detached from relationships. Eros is a very important part of a marriage, is a very important part of a relationship. And it's something that I believe those in relationships should continue to strive to keep that excitement.
Yeah.
That's where part of that work comes in. But the thing about agape is the glue to the relationship. Exactly. Agape is that glue to where when things are down, when things are sideways, whatever it is, the agape keeps it together, because agape fights to keep things romantic when things aren't romantic.
Right.
And so it's just a matter of making sure that do you understand that the love that God wants us to love one another with is that agape love? Is that, did you ever find that 1 Corinthians?
Yeah, I got you.
Go ahead, why don't you read
that? This is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're going to start on verse 4, where it says, love is patient.
Yep.
Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs.
Yeah.
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
Yeah. And when you say that to somebody, I love you, you have to be asking yourself, I'm communicating this to them.
Right.
I'm communicating that, and here's one of the I think that one of the hardest parts. So this is actually a lot of hard parts, but it's not self-seeking.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, sometimes when we're saying "I love you" out of eros, it's really self-seeking because right now I'm excited, and I want you to get excited, and so therefore I'm going to communicate. So I think it's just a matter of really reflecting on what am I feeling. Do I understand what I'm feeling?
Right.
And then when you understand that, I don't think there's ever a wrong time to communicate. I think if you're angry, and it's just a form of communication, mm-hmm. right? And so if you're angry about something, or if you have a grievance about something, or if you're disturbed about, if you feel those type of things, you got to communicate those things. Because if you don't communicate what you're feeling in a constructive way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's important.
Because even how I communicate my love can be a destructive way or a constructive way.
Right.
And so I still want to give thought to, am I communicating this in a constructive way?
Right.
And so there's never a wrong time, you know. Well, there's always how we say it, when we say it. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, there really isn't a wrong time. We just have to really be mindful of what am I feeling, and let me go ahead and communicate it in a constructive
right.
way.
Like, what, you know, what is love? And I think another important thing to really bring about is, you know, I often ask people, or people even often ask me, especially early on in my marriage, you know, what makes you love her? Why do you want to get married to this person or whatnot? And I think a lot of people just say, because I love them. And when they bring that, because I love them, it's really going into, man, I just love, you know, how she complements my life.
Right.
I love what she does, A and B and C. But it's more so just like what she can do for you.
Right, for me, right.
But the question should be, do I love her enough to sacrifice for her?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not even just marriage. It goes down into your relationship.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, you want to be dating to eventually get married. 100%. That's what I'm hoping.
Right.
You know, most of us are doing.
Hint, if y'all ain't get right. that hint, there's a hint right there.
So you always want to have that thought in mind, you know, like, I love this person for what I can do for them,
yeah.
for what I can bring to this relationship.
I feel like we said it all, man. Did you have any last thoughts?
No, I think we went on a good little riff there.
Yeah, so I think people walk away with a better understanding of love, and just to give more reflection as far as when I say I love someone, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what am I communicating? And what are the actions that are following that? So.
Yeah.
All right. Father, we love you and we thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for your guidance and your protection. Father, we just pray that you will just continue to fill us with your wisdom, continue to fill us with your guidance in the area of relationships. And Father, help us to grow. Help us to grow in your love and how you want us to love one another. And that's with sacrificial love, to give ourselves to one another. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We always want to encourage you to go to the website. And actually, something new on the website is people are wondering maybe how they can give and how they can support this particular ministry and what we're doing. And so if it's on your heart, if you've been blessed by what we're doing, we want to encourage you to go to the website. There you can donate and give to this ministry and how we're impacting others. Mm-hmm. And so that's simplifycomplexity.org. All right. God bless you. God keep you. Until next time. There's no place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too.